By my mystic power, I will completely counteract this disturbance caused by Indra. Demigods like Indra are proud of their opulence, and out of foolishness they falsely consider themselves the lord of the universe. I will now destroy such ignorance. Nahi sad bhava yuktanam suranam isha vishmayaha matho satam mana bhanga prasamayo pakalpate. Since the demigods are endowed with the mode of goodness, the false pride of considering oneself the Lord should certainly not affect them. When I break the false prestige of those bereft of goodness, my purpose is to bring them relief. Purport. The demigods are supposed to be sadhava yukta, endowed with spiritual existence. Since they are deputed servants of the Supreme Lord, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Brahmarpanam Brahma Havir, Brahmagno Brahmana Hutam, Brahmaeva Tena Gantavyat, Brahma Karma Samadhina. That which is duly offered to the Lord becomes spiritualized. The demigods engage in the devotional service of the Lord by managing various departments of cosmic administration. Therefore, as demigods or as servants of the Lord, their existence is pure, sadbhava. When the demigods fail to live up to the high position given them by the Lord and deviate from their proper behavior, they are not acting as demigods, but rather as conditioned souls. Mana, or false prestige, is certainly an anxiety-ridden burden for the conditioned soul. A falsely proud person is not truly peaceful or satisfied because his understanding of himself is false and inflated. When a servant of the Lord becomes asat, or irreligious, the Lord saves him from impiety by breaking the false prestige that has led him to be offensive or sinful, as stated by the Lord himself, Yasyaham anagrinami harishyetad dhanam shanai. I give my blessings to a person by taking away his so-called opulence. Of course, the advanced stage of devotional service to the Lord, as described by Rupa Goswami, is yukta vairagya, utilizing the opulence of this world to execute the Lord's mission. Obviously, the things of this world can be used wonderfully to spread the glories of the Lord and to create a godly society. And a more advanced devotee will not be seduced by material paraphernalia, but will dutifully and honestly engage it solely for the pleasure of the Lord. In this particular case, Lord Indra forgot that he was a humble servant of God, and Lord Krishna therefore arranged to bring this bewildered demigod to his senses. Since the demigods are endowed with the mode of goodness, the false pride of considering oneself the Lord should certainly not affect them. When I break the false prestige of those bereft of goodness, my purpose is to bring them relief. Lord Sri Krishna is the source of everything. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha.
Anadir Adir Govind Sarabhagavaru.
Krishna is the supreme source of all the great opulence and powers of the demigods. It is by Krishna's divine will that Indra and the other great gods are given their position. It is by his will that they are given their powers. In fact, they are all consciously servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But here we find that even in devotional service, sometimes one becomes infatuated. In the Bhagavatam, it is said, Dharamasya Hipavaragyasya Naratatayo Pakalpate Naratasya Dharamakantasya Kamo Labaya Smrita Kamasya Nindriya Pritir Jiva Jivete Yavas Jivasya Tatpajigyasya Naratoya Chamavi. That in this process of devotional service, by our sincere desire, Krishna empowers us. He empowers us to be successful, to make progress in our particular field. And naturally, by that divine opulence of Krishna's mercy, oftentimes wonderful, fantastic results come into our life. The Bhagavatam warns us that you are not the doer of your activity. Do not consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your actions. It is only by the grace of Krishna. Therefore, never ever consider that what is coming by way of the fruits of your devotional service, that they are meant for your enjoyment, or even meant for your own prestige. They are all meant for Krishna. They are all given by Krishna. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Our position is simply to be an agent to carry out the will of God by His mercy in this world. But here we find even this great devotee, Indra, because of the massive power, opulence, and success that he has attained by Krishna's grace, he is starting to think that I have done this, and it is mine. It is mine to enjoy, and people should recognize me for what I have and what I can do. Krishna, seeing this, knows that Indra, his whole position and purpose of life is to purify himself and go back to Godhead like anybody else. It's not that any great, great demigod is any different. The goal of their lives is to engage in devotional service according to their means and purify themselves and go back to Godhead. But he has lost track of that purpose. He has become proud, and therefore it is Krishna's divine mercy to humble Indra. And here, in this beautiful story from the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read of how Krishna's mercy was to totally deflate the ego of King Indra. He made him feel like a completely offensive, insignificant fool. And you can imagine the pain that it caused to Indra's heart. But this is the basis of spirituality, to learn how to be the humble servant of the Lord, to be free from prestige and honor, and simply to want to give all glory to Krishna. Yesterday we were celebrating the appearance day of Sri Ramanuja Acharya. I would like to narrate a beautiful story. When he was acting in the role of Acharya, how on behalf of Krishna, he also was very, very careful to watch the inclination for false pride within his disciples. Because after all, the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, and he is training us how to become perfect, pure devotees. So Ramanujacharya, when he first began his preaching mission after he had taken sannyas, the first two people that surrendered at his lotus feet and became his disciples, one was his cousin, whose name was Dasarathi, and the other was a very, very pious, humble and learned devotee of the name Kuresh. Now this Dasarathi, like Ramanujacharya, he was born in a most prestigious Brahmin family. And of course, especially in those days in South India, there was no greater honor that you can receive than by being born in an aristocratic Brahmin family. Not only that, this Dasarathi was so well-mannered, he was so gentle, and he was one of the greatest of all scholars of the scriptures. He was so incredibly learned, even before he ever met Ramanujacharya. He had a brilliant, brilliant mind, and a gift of God to be able to present his ideas and the ideas of scriptures in such succinct and eloquent manner. And of course, after learning and being trained by his spiritual master, Ramanuja, he became just incredibly divinely empowered, and he was so highly recognized by all classes of men. Anyways, one day, Dasarathi approached Sri Ramanujacharya and asked him to explain the essence of the 66th verse from the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masucha. Ramanujacharya, knowing that to teach a person the essence of this verse is more than just explaining something with words, but giving that person realization. So Ramanuja said, you know, because of our familiar relationship, you are my cousin and everything like that. And besides that, you know, I'm very busy with so many preaching activities, and we're about the same age also. But there's a very older and senior godbrother of mine in a village nearby, and what you should do is you should go to him, and you should become his servant. And when he is satisfied with you, then you should request him to teach you the essence of this great verse, which is the sum and substance of spiritual life. So he did like that. And after some time of serving this great sadhu, he asked the sadhu, can you tell me the essence of this verse of the Bhagavad Gita? Sarvadharman parityajya. He said, oh, you are asking me? He said, you are a very learned scholar. I am not such a learned scholar. And besides that, your spiritual master is Ramanujacharya. There's no one who can better teach you than him. I think you should go back and you should learn from him. So he went back to Sri Rangam, and he was standing before his spiritual master, Ramanuja. And by this time, he realized that, God, I'm such a fallen soul. Nobody really wants to tell me anything. And he was standing asking Ramanuja, how can I serve? Just at that time, a beautiful young lady, a Brahmin lady, came to Ramanuja and fell at his feet with tears flowing from her eyes. And she said, Ramanujaji, oh Gurudev, I'm being so much mistreated, I don't know what to do, I'm in so much anxiety. She said, I live in a village not too far from here, and my husband and his parents, they mistreat me in so many ways that it's becoming intolerable. She said that there is a well, there is a lake where we get our water, and it is over 1 kilometer away. And they make me cook all the food for them, and at the same time, they make me do all the cleaning for them. And at the same time, they constantly want me to fetch all the water for them. And hour after hour, I'm carrying these buckets of water, and I become so weak and so fatigued that it's unbearable. And yet, if I'm a little too slow, they chastise me severely, even though I'm trying my level best. They are so cruel to me. They're so uncompromising. But I really want to be a chaste and faithful wife. What should I do? Ramanuja said, what you need is you need a servant to carry your water for you and do the cooking for you. In fact, here's one right here. And he pointed to Dasarathi. He said, he will go home with you. He will take care of carrying all the water, and he will cook for your family. He said, Dasarathi, go. So here, this most gentle, pious Brahmin, who is the most learned scholar of the Vedas, he went to the house. He realized, this is what Gurudev wants me to do. He was such a famous speaker of the Shastra. He was so convincing. And here he was, throughout the day, just carrying buckets of water, kilometer after kilometer after kilometer, and cooking for a family. Just an ordinary family. And they would sometimes chastise him if he was late. And they would sometimes chastise him if the prasad wasn't good. And in this way, he lived for about 6 months, just being a humble menial cook. One day in the town, there was a lecturer, and the whole village came to hear this lecturer. And he was speaking on the Bhagavad Gita, and he was speaking pure Mayavad philosophy. Now, Dasarathi that day had permission from his masters at the home that he could attend this lecture. But when he heard this, he just could not tolerate this Mayavad philosophy. The man was saying that that God is so great, he is so great that he is beyond names and he is beyond forms and he is beyond any personality. He is so great that he is impersonal, invisible, formless, and absolute. And Dasarathi, he raised his hand. He said, my dear sir, God is Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are his eternal servants. We can never become God. He said, oh, you dare to challenge me? Who are you? He said, I know who you are. You're the cook. What business do you have here speaking philosophy? You go back to the kitchen and cook your rice and carry your water. Every man should do according to his nature. Go back and cook. He said, and if you think you're such a great philosopher, you tell me what the scriptures really say. All right, with your permission. He began to cite Shastra. He completely established the supremacy of Bhagavan and Bhakti. And this man, right in front of the whole, in front of everyone, fell at the feet of Dasarathi and said, you are truly a scholar of the Vedas. I surrender to you. And then the whole town was wondering, we have seen this man just carrying water and just cooking, just silently saying nothing for so many months. Who is he? And then they found out that he was Dasarathi. Dasarathi was one of the most famous preachers in all of the world. And he was one of the most intimate confidential associates of Ramanujacharya, the Supreme Acharya. They said, Dasarathi, what are you doing living with this little family, serving as their cook and water carrier? He said, my Gurudev has ordered me to do this seva. This is all I know. If I cannot serve my spiritual master, what is the use of all my learning? So the people were thinking, this is such a waste of energy that just many, many of the representatives of the town, they went to Sri Rangam to meet with Ramanujacharya. Meanwhile, Dasarathi just stayed home cooking. Wouldn't even tell anyone who he was. Wasn't his position. And they went to Ramanuja and they said, Ramanujacharyaji, do you know Dasarathi? He's acting as a cook and water carrier. He's such a great learned scholar. He can be preaching Vedanta philosophy to so many people, convincing so many minds, doing such wonderful Brahminical service. He's doing the work of a servant. You should bring him back to Sri Rangam. Why are you keeping him in this condition? He's such a devotee, and he's so humble that for all these months he has never told anybody who he was. He's never tried to show off his great learned ability even once. He was simply the most menial order carrier for these mundane people. We have never seen such pridelessness in all our lives. Please bring him back. Let him do this highest service of preaching. That time, Ramanuja was so pleased. He was so pleased to hear that Dasarathi had accepted such a menial, humble position, although he was such an opulent and celebrated personality. Ramanuja's heart was just beating with ecstasy to see that his disciple had been truly making spiritual advancement by becoming a humble servant with no desire for prestige or recognition. And Ramanuja said, no, don't bring him back. I will go with you to the village and I will bring him back. So Sri Ramanujacharya left Sri Rangam and went with the other villagers and walked all the way to this town and went to the house of these Brahmins. And there Dasarathi was so surprised to see his spiritual master has come to give him darshan. And Ramanujacharya, with great love and affection, with ecstatic tears in his eyes, he embraced Dasarathi. He embraced him with such affection, so pleased and so proud that he was truly understanding the essence and the conclusions of all the scriptures he was talking about and preaching. And they bathed each other in their tears of love. And then Ramanujacharya said, you come back to me in Sri Rangam. And as they were walking back, Ramanujacharya explained, because you are no longer identifying yourself with any of your great and grand material attributes, but you are only identifying yourself as the most menial order carrier and servant. He said, therefore, now your mind and heart are in a fit condition to understand what it means to surrender to Krishna. And as they were walking back to Sri Rangam, Sri Ramanujacharya explained in such beautiful ways the essence of this verse, Sarvadharamantvaritya, Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Moksha Ishafinash. And Dasarathi understood it perfectly. So, Krishna and the great Vaishnavas, it is their duty, it is their service to make us fit candidates to understand what it really means to surrender to Krishna. And this beautiful, beautiful story from the Srimad Bhagavatam that we are reading really pertains to each and every one of us. Because everyone, in their own sphere of life, however significant or insignificant they may be in the eyes of men, we all consider ourselves Indras, kings, enjoyers, controllers. Isn't that true? Some of us consider that we're controllers of the whole mission. I am the controller of this entire mission. It is by my greatness that it is going on. Some of us are in this illusion. Some of us are thinking I am in control of my medical clinic in Vrindavan, and it is going on so wonderfully because of my fine attributes. Some of us are thinking I am the controller of my dental clinic in Sion, and it is working so nicely, and I can make my own schedule, and people respect me so much because of my good talents. And some of us may think that I am the controller, I am the Indra of my big, big multinational corporation, big company with so many thousands of workers and factories, and it is all working because of my enthusiasm and my expertise. And some may think that I am controller of the tape library. Huh? If it wasn't for me, there would be no such nice tape library. I am the Indra of the League of Devotees library. Huh? And some are thinking that I am controller, I am the Indra of the kitchen. If not for me, no orphans, no brahmacharis would eat. They would all starve. They are all depending on my power. And some are thinking I am the controller of book distribution. And after all, Srila Prabhupada said that you can only please me by distributing my books. So I am the Indra that has the most vital service of all Indras. And some are thinking that I am the Indra of Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath is Jagannath, but under him I am Indra. And I am doing his wonderful service that nobody else can do, to the extent that it's such a difficult service that nobody even wants to come to join me. Therefore, it's obvious that only I can do it. And some are thinking, I am the Indra of the Pujari room. No one can approach Radha Gopinath Krishna except through me. And I know how to dress the deity so nicely, and I know where all the jewelry is, and I am in control. And others are thinking that I am the Indra of Sankirtan in Korea. And if not for me, then all of you would just be in poverty. And others are thinking, I am the Indra of my family. I have a wife, I have children, they are depending on me. So in this way, the fact is, every one of us, to one extent or another, is thinking that we are Indra, that we are the Lord, we are the controller of some big or small sphere of our activities. Therefore, the tendency is to become proud, especially when we're successful and we're recognized for our good qualities, and we're recognized for our hard work, and we're adored for the contributions we are making to the society. We think, yes, I am Indra. I am the controller. I am the enjoyer. I am the doer. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani saravasha ahankara vimudhatma karata aham iti manyate. The bewildered soul thinks he's the doer of his activities, but actually they are all being carried out by nature. Due to false ego, Krishna is the Lord of material nature. Krishna is the supreme doer. Not a blade of grass can move without his sanction. We cannot breathe, we cannot see, we cannot think, we cannot even lift a single finger without the grace, the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, whatever we do is only by the grace and mercy of Krishna. We are completely dependent at all times on the grace and mercy of Krishna. And to recognize this is Krishna consciousness. And to forget this is Maya. Therefore, Krishna speaks and Krishna acts in relationship to his devotees to try to somehow or other bring down this infatuation of pride and teach them how to be menial servants, to be instruments. Indra, his thunderbolt is so powerful that it can crack to pieces even the biggest, most hard and strong Himalayan mountains. But Krishna's mercy is a thunderbolt that can crack to pieces something far, far bigger, greater, harder, and indestructible than the Himalayan mountains. And that is the false ego, the false pride in a person's heart. Indra's thunderbolt could break mountains, but his thunderbolt had no power to break his own false pride. It was only Krishna's mercy that can do it. And Krishna shattered his pride. So in the same way, we must welcome the help of Krishna and the help of his devotees to help bring us to the real platform. Indra was so much in illusion, he was thinking that by my contributions and by my material efforts, I'm successful. But when Krishna taught him this good lesson, he realized that life is really not very long. And without pure devotional service, all my mundane efforts and all my mundane accomplishments have no meaning at all. Indra's thinking this. That the only thing that is worth my time in life is Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, which can only come about when Krishna sees we are truly humbly serving the devotees without desire for recognition. When we truly want to serve the devotees, then Krishna reveals to us then the spiritual master reveals to us what really is the meaning of Sarva Dharma Puritya Mam Ekam Sharanam Duraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Moksha Isami Masaja. To abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall relieve you of all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Is there any questions?
When Krishna says, when you surrender to me, I will relieve you of all the sins. So if you are partially surrendered to Krishna, does it mean that he partially releases us of sins?
Yes. Ye yathamam prapadyante tam stathai vabhajamyaham mama vartmanu bharatante manushya bharatasarakasya. Krishna says, as one surrenders to me, I reward that person accordingly. But he says, as you surrender to me, we must understand what it means to surrender. Surrender means I give up. I'm nothing. I'm no one. You are everything. You are my only protector. You are my only Lord. You are my only shelter. That is surrender. To the degree we have that consciousness, to that degree Krishna reveals himself to us.
So does it mean that to the degree we are surrendered, to that degree we are free from our karmas, the reactions of our karmas?
Yes.
And to that degree we are not also. The remaining part is also acting on us.
When we make the endeavor to surrender and honestly and sincerely accept authorized diksha from a bona fide spiritual master, at that time, by the grace of Guru and Krishna, that heavy, heavy burden of karma is lifted from us. But still, according to the degree that we surrender, Krishna will allow the effects of that previous karma under his direction, not any longer under the direction of material nature, but under his direction, he will supervise what appears to be our karma. It actually, the only difference between the karma that comes on a devotee and the karma that comes on a materialist, it may be the same reactions for the same activities of the past, but one is personally supervised by Krishna for your purification, and one is simply inflicted on us automatically by the laws of nature. So they sometimes appear the same, but actually they're altogether different. Krishna will give his devotee what he needs, just like Indra. Huh? You may say it was Indra's karma that he was completely tortured by being disrespected and humiliated by the Brijabasis. Huh? It was a material condition of his mind and his heart, but it was personally supervised by Krishna. Huh? Because he was a devotee, Indra was a devotee, but he hadn't completely surrendered. So Krishna was personally directing the condition of Indra's life to bring him to the point of surrendering. So exactly what we're reading here is the answer to your question. A person who is a devotee but who has not completely surrendered yet, Krishna personally administers what you need.
That means if somebody is supposed to undergo an accident, that will take place, but it will be under the control of Krishna. Personally,
if it's good for you, it will take place.
If it's good for your spiritual life, it'll take place. If it's not good for your spiritual life, Krishna will remove that. Any other questions?
Krishna loves all his parts and parcels equally. He says in the Bhagavad Gita that I'm not partial, but yet for a devotee I'm a friend because he's a friend to me. But at the same time, in Krishna's dealings with the devotees, he wants to do the best for all. He wants to do what is needed for that particular jiva's upliftment. So why is it that he only takes this particular form of removing or not removing the karma for a devotee? Why not for a non-devotee? Why does he see a distinction? He should do that even for a non-devotee. If a particular karma is not good for his spiritual life, he should not let that happen.
You are Krishna's advisor, that he should do like this. That means you really are like Indra. You want to be the Indra of God, the controller of God. Krishna, you should do like this. Huh?
No, why doesn't he do it like that?
First he was saying he should do like this. Now you're asking why he doesn't do like this. So you were making advancements very rapidly. Because a materialist does not want Krishna to intervene. A materialist does not want the help of God. He wants to do everything himself. And if you don't want the help of God, Krishna will not give it to you. But a devotee is someone who wants the help of God, who is begging for the help of God. That devotee may fall into illusion for some time and forget that he wants God's help. But the fact is, and he has made that move of begging Krishna to help him out of this karmic condition. So Krishna is simply responding with that devotee's desire. But a materialistic person does not want him to help. Do you understand? If that materialist wants Krishna to help and shows it, Krishna will help. So it's not that Krishna is being partial.
So because a non-devotee doesn't wish to relate to Krishna in a personal way, so Krishna relates in an impersonal way through his
As you approach me, Krishna says, I reveal myself accordingly. Exactly. A non-devotee is equally part of Krishna as a devotee. What's the difference? A devotee is praying, Krishna, I'm yours. Please help me. Please save me. With all my faults, please purify my life. And Krishna says, all right. You asked for it. You asked to be purified. I'm going to purify you. A non-devotee wants Krishna to mind his own business, directly or indirectly. So Krishna minds his own business. But material nature doesn't mind her own business. She minds your business. So it's simply based on that. Why doesn't he? Because you don't want him to. That's why he doesn't. And if you want him to, he will. And if Prabhupada used to say, if one even once sincerely chants Hare Krishna under the order of a spiritual master and serves his guru, Krishna will never let that devotee go. Even if we forget. We see sometimes devotees, they come very sincerely to Krishna consciousness and they pray. They pray, my dear Lord, I want to be your pure devotee. I want to serve your spiritual master, my spiritual master. I want you to purify my life. Please accept me as your servant. Krishna accepts that. He accepts control over that devotee's life. But then if that devotee, out of misuse of his independence, decides, I want to be a materialist, I want to leave Krishna consciousness, it's too late. Due to false prestige, he's in forgetfulness. He's been covered by illusion. But because he has sincerely chanted Krishna's name, Krishna is still going to take directly control of his life and ultimately bring him back to Krishna consciousness. That's why it is said that the most miserable person is a devotee who's trying to forget that he's a devotee. Because Krishna, through material energy, just will allow that devotee to think, oh, I'm progressing. Just see, I don't need Krishna consciousness. But then at the right time, he smashes them. He will not allow that devotee to be happy or peaceful or successful. So many stories we can share with you about people we met who have been devotees who've tried to leave Krishna consciousness. And wherever they go, they just run into Krishna. They can't escape. They've been devotees, they've done nice service, and they just have to get away. They never want to see a devotee again. They just want to live their own life. They just want to be left alone. They want to enjoy. One devotee, he just went to a distant place just so he wouldn't have to see devotees. And he's thinking, now I can just... place. And then he went to the airport to go to another place. And a devotee comes up to him and gives him a book. He thinks he's just a karmi. He says, why don't you buy this? I don't want this book. He said, in every situation, he couldn't escape. Ultimately, that devotee, I met him at some distant place in Minnesota. way up where it snows and everything, one of the coldest, most isolated parts of America. And I was giving a program there. And this person was going to college in Minnesota. And he comes into the student union to just enjoy drinking beer and everything with the other students, thinking, I'm gradually forgetting about Krishna. And he sees a big advertisement that Hare Krishna lecture tonight. And he knew me too. And he was thinking, oh my. Then he just decided, it's impossible. I cannot escape Krishna. So he came to the program and he told me all these stories. It was about much more than I'm telling you. He was just telling me again and again and again how there's no way how anybody who's once chanted Hare Krishna sincerely can escape Krishna. He said, I just might as well become a devotee again. There's no use in me even trying to. Krishna will not allow me to forget him. Huh? And Hayagriva Maharaj, at one time, he was having spiritual difficulty and he left the association of devotees. He left the movement altogether. And Prabhupada wrote a letter to him and said, because you have once sincerely chanted Hare Krishna in Vrindavan, he said, Krishna will never let you go. He will never let you escape from him because you have once chanted Hare Krishna sincerely in Vrindavan. And sure enough, we know the rest of the story. Krishna brought him back to Godhead. So, for a materialistic person who has never once asked Krishna, please guide my life and I am yours, Krishna will just wait for them to come to that platform. But once that person comes and sincerely turns to Krishna, then Krishna is in control of your life, whether you like it or not. Huh? If you like it, you'll be blissful in Krishna consciousness. If you don't like it, he will simply cause you anxiety. But he will never leave you alone.
You told about the devotees who didn't offend anyone, but those who are chanted sincerely in the beginning, but they offended a Vaishnava. What happens to them?
Krishna will bring that person back, but Krishna will withdraw externally his mercy until that person is sufficiently atoned for his offense. Because we offend Vaishnavas because of false pride. There's really no other reason. So Krishna will remove his mercy in the sense that he will allow you to be completely victimized by the external energy again. But ultimately he's controlling it. To ultimately bring you back. Huh? In one sense we say if you offend a Vaishnava you lose Krishna's mercy. But you never lose Krishna's mercy once you become a devotee. It's just that his mercy upon you will change drastically. His mercy will be, instead of protecting you, he will allow you to just enter into the modes of material nature again on your own. But he'll be right there, watching and waiting for the right time to humble you and bring you back.
So the time the devotee takes to humble himself, it depends on himself. If he humbles himself fast, then Krishna takes him fast.
Yes. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
For further details of this cassette, please contact Radhanath Swami Tape Ministry, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Address is 7 KM Munshi Marg, Chaupati, Bombay 400007, India.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hari Hari, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Bol Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Jai Nitai. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari. Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.